On January 7th, after more than 2 years of intense discussions, the U.S. and the Republic of South Africa concluded an agreement on sanitary barriers and related health certificates for U.S. beef, pork, and poultry products exported to South Africa. The South African market had previously been closed to U.S. poultry since 2000, pork since 2013, and according to a story from Rod Bain, beef since 2003.
They've taken the needed steps to make American poultry, pork, and beef available to consumers in South Africa. That means that American farmers will now have access to an important market that they've been shut out for far too long.
U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman, from this past March, when the first U.S. poultry exports to South Africa were shipped to that market since the year 2000. Part of an agreement reached earlier this year between the nations on sanitary barriers and health certificates. USDA Monday announced that now the first shipments of U.S. beef product to the South African marketplace since 2003 have arrived.
And this has a real economic impact on our farmers and ranchers.
U.S. meat exports to South Africa are estimated to reach as high as $75 million annually now that trade barriers are removed. And shipments of U.S. poultry products to South Africa in the first quarter of this year were worth over $7 million. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. And since the U.S. began shipping poultry to South Africa earlier this year, poultry exports to that country in the first quarter of 2016 was almost 12,000 metric tons, worth some $7.2 million. Now, with the removal of the barriers, U.S. exports of meat to South Africa could reach $75 million annually.